welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as I was seeking the Lord before coming on this broadcast, I really felt that with the Lord's help, I would like to help you feel better about where you may find yourself at today spiritually, because where you're at spiritually affects every other area of your life. And we know that 3 John and 2 says, God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. But we have to understand that God is He deals with us honestly and truthfully. And even if we are in a bad place, perhaps you're dealing with some known sin in your life, well, just know that the Holy Spirit is relentlessly pursuing you, and He just won't leave you in your present state. For all who have truly committed their lives to God and do not refuse that gentle, convicting work of the Holy Spirit, there is a continual and ongoing work of sanctification. You know, our Christian walk, our Christian life, should always be one of continual personal growth and change. You know, so often we think it's the external situations that need to change, and in some cases they indeed should, but God is primarily interested in transforming our character to that of Jesus. He wants to change us. He has a specific goal and purpose for the eternal joys, harmony, and fellowship of heaven that await us. We must be changed from glory to glory, as the scriptures say. The rest of that verse goes on to say, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. So, beloved, my heart's cry and prayer for you today is for you to deeply rest in God's promise to you, found in Psalm 138 and 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. I know many of you are struggling right now and perhaps having some very, very difficult times in your life. And if you feel that way, don't give up. God has better things in store for you. He knows the things He's planned for your tomorrows. I just would like to stop for a moment. I just want to share this prophetic word the Lord would have me give to you. Beloved, your Heavenly Father would counsel you on this wise, my beloved, that you cease from your own labors and labor to enter into my rest. Stop trying to be like Jesus. You can never do it. Is it not written that I desire truth in the inward parts? Therefore, come to me with those angers, those resentments, and the bitterness that the enemy would like to cause to fester in your soul. Tell me how you feel. Am I not your Father? And then be willing to mortify, to put to death those grievous things at Calvary's cross, so that Jesus' love and His joy and peace can flow to and through you. It is not by your might or power, but by my Spirit, this shall be accomplished. Can you trust me enough? Can you trust me enough to know that I desire only good for you? That I have answers to your every problem? Cast every care on me, for I do care for you. Only as you develop a moment-by-moment awareness of your heart and mind, are willing to come to me for help, that I can aid you. As you draw ever closer to me and an awareness of my continual presence with you, you will find an ever deeper experience of what it means to walk in the Spirit. Your joy shall become full to overflowing. Receive, beloved, my everlasting love for you, that I may strengthen you anew in your inner man. This day, if you will hear my words, marks a time of new beginnings in your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I'm so grateful that God is our strength. And as I was just thinking about that fact that he is our strength, it's not by our might, our power, but by his spirit, I just wanted to share some thoughts, further thoughts with you. And when it's the scriptures tell us that God is our strength, that means he's omnipotent. He is, of course, that's one of his characteristics. And strength by definition means strong, having or marked by great physical, moral, intellectual power, having great resources, forceful, extreme, intense, ardent, zealous. It is the quality or state of being strong, capacity for exertion or endurance. Strength means the power to resist force, solidarity, toughness. Strength is the power of resisting attack, impregnability. Strength is legal, logical, or moral force. Strength is the degree or potency of effect or of concentration. Force as measured in numbers, effective numbers of any body or organization, as an army, for example. And it is one embodying or affording force or firmness, support. The Lord is all of these things. Psalm 46 and 1 says, the Lord is our help, a very present help in the time of need. Psalm 73 and 2 says, my heart and my flesh faileth. Think of what the psalmist was declaring. His heart, his flesh was weak. They were failing. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Isaiah 40 and 29 gives that beautiful passage. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Sometimes we just put ourselves down. We make ourselves feel that, you know, we just lack what it takes. We're so weak. And Paul felt that way. He actually said in 2 Corinthians 12 and 10, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What does he mean by that contradiction? Well, when he, in his weakness, he could then call on the Lord and God would be his strength. In fact, in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, verse 29, it's actually a title given to God, given to Jehovah. There it says, the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. And another scripture I'd like to share with you, I'm just sharing you some scriptures about the ability we have in Christ. Philippians 4:13, again, Paul declared, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And Paul, as he was writing that beautiful epistle to the Ephesian church, in that third chapter, verse 16, he prayed that he, God, would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, in your spirit man. Because, beloved, if your spirit man is strong, then even if you're physically do not have the strength you normally do, it will be a supernatural energizing, and God will give you the grace and the ability to press on and to overcome. Colossians 1 and 11 says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And another scripture found in the book of Psalms 29, verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Beloved, I'm sharing, it's just a simple message and just some passages of Scripture that I want you to hold on to as a rhema word for wherever you find yourself right now, because you might feel as weak as a kitten. You might feel you have no ability to endure, to persevere. And I have found in my life, whenever I've been at the very end of my own strength, there were times I didn't know how I was going to carry on. I didn't even have the desire to carry on. But you know, beloved, whenever I was at my lowest, whenever I was at my weakest, it was as if the Lord came and carried me. You know, there's that little poem that's been around for a number of years in the body of Christ called Footsteps. And the person was having a dream, and they noticed that the Lord walked by them side by side. And then there were times that the second set of steps disappeared. And he questioned the Lord about this, and he said, "Son, it was at those times that I lifted you and carried you in my arms." The Word talks about Him as our great shepherd, and He will gently lead those with young. He will carry the lambs upon His shoulders. And when He knows when we don't have any more ability in our strength, any more spark in our spirit, that we can feel so overwhelmed. Even remember Jesus, He was weak. When He carried the cross, He fell beneath the weight of that cross, and the Roman soldiers got us a man named Simeon to help him carry that cross. And so, beloved, just know that God is there for you. He will not fail you. Let me share just a final scripture in closing, Isaiah 30:15. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." And of course, that quietness and confidence is the strength that we can have in the faith, knowing that our God will never leave us nor forsake us, but indeed He will be a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Praise God. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I thank you for joining me, and I invite you, if you have prayer requests, please feel free to jot down our contact information with the announcer we'll give shortly, and I will personally pray for your needs and send back to you by letter that which would be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Every once in a while, I read the testimonies that have come in, and I know you'll be blessed. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I bless the Lord and thank the Lord for you. UCM partners, God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, yeah.